Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Bruno when you sign up. For a limited time, all viewers can get a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20 or more on all first-round basketball playoff action. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or PA only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9 with it. Boy, oh boy, wasn't it great to see the guys back on the court this weekend? We're all excited to see what week two of the basketball restart has in store for all of us. And if that isn't enough excitement for you, DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is affording you a shot at a share of millions of dollars every day this week. If you haven't tried it yet, fantasy basketball is easy to play. Just pick 8 players, stay under the salary cap, pile up points for three-pointers, rebounds, assists, and more. There's no better way to put your basketball knowledge to the test than to compete in the share of millions of dollars. But if basketball isn't for you, don't worry. DraftKings is offering plenty of fantasy golf action, too, for this week's major. Get out on the action now. Download the DraftKings app right now and use the promo code Bruno to get a shot at millions of dollars in prizes every day this week. That's promo code BRUNO to get a shot at millions of dollars in prizes every day this week. Only at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Listen to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211. And with the SiriusXM app. The Tony Bruno Show.
Our good friend Adam Schefter zooming with us, Harry. Adam, now what about the first couple of games of the regular season? I mean, with no preseason games, they're not even allowed to scrimmage with other teams. How ugly will the first couple of games of the regular season become?
I think the brand of football that you're used to seeing will be a notch below what we've seen in other years. I think it usually opens the season that way, but what are you going to do? We all love the sport so much that it's okay. But I think this year it could be the product even more diminished than it's been in previous opening years. But again, what I would say to that is that's the time we're living in. And as long as we have the games, they can play whatever diminished product they want. I don't really care. Listen, I just hope we have football for the season. You know, we'll be happy to see a diversion, a form of entertainment on Sundays and Mondays and Thursdays. And by the way, if there's no college football, who knows? Maybe Fridays and Saturdays too.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick.
Welcome back to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on Sirius XM 211.
Back here, Tony Bruno, Harry Mays, Miss Robin. It is The Tony Bruno Show every day on Sirius XM 211 from 3 to 6 Eastern Time. On twitch.tv, you can watch, follow, get live action, give us stuff, communicate, go back and forth, rip Harry, rip me, rip the couch guy, or praise us. It's not all about negativity on this show.
Rip Harry. Jorts.
You could rip the Jorts guy. He's been very quiet, though, because he's learning the new system. He's over there learning the computer so that we don't have any technical issues. And so far, so good. We've shut him down a little bit, man. A little bit. He's been a little laid back. I think after that Sixer loss last night, he's under the grim realization that it's over.
He basically predicted to happen the way it occurred. I mean, really.
He called it?
Yeah,
he called his shot?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we got hockey going on, and the Philadelphia Flyers up 2-0 in the third period now in Toronto. And the Montreal Canadiens are throwing everything they can at Carter Hart to try to get back into this game. Shea Weber all over the place, banging, slashing, hitting. And it's 21 shots to 15 now. Flyers scored early and then got a second period goal as well on an angle, a weird angle, a goal that never should have happened. A cookie, as some would call it.
Yes.
So it's 2-0, and we're 16 minutes to go in the third period of that. But meanwhile, an NBA play earlier, Harry, we had the Milwaukee Bucks, the first powerhouse to go down in the first game of their series against your Orlando Magic, Harry. How about the Magic?
122 to 110.
That's a 12-point deficit right there and a 12-point victory. And they came out fired up. And you go, you were waiting for Giannis and the guys to get. And Giannis got going for a while, but then he picked up a foul and sat down again.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Lopez twins, they were frustrated a lot. But give the Orlando Magic credit here, eh? Nikola Vucevic.
Big game.
And
Markel
Fultz performing well today for your Orlando Magic, Harry.
Yeah, and also Ross off the bench. He had 18 and was a plus 19.
Beautiful, man. Beautiful. Meanwhile, we got another good game going on now in the NBA. This could be maybe the most closely matched series, I believe, of this first round, Harry.
Yeah, Miami.
Indiana
was Miami was a 4-point favorite today. But, we've been sort of previewing this series for a couple days, thinking that this was going to be pretty entertaining. Pretty evenly matched. Two teams. I just love the way Indiana plays because they get they get contributions from seven or eight guys on their roster.
Absolutely.
They got seven guys, I think, that average double figures. And they got a good coach. Miami, I love that coach, too. I love Butler. I love watching him play, especially late in games.
Yeah, I think the best part about that series is going to be both teams play hard.
Yeah.
They really play hard.
They play defense.
Exactly right.
No, that to me will be the – again, I don't know about the Portland Lakers. I mean, you got two firepower teams there, too, and got Dame. But to me, that's a superstar-laden series. Everybody's going to be talking about LeBron and Dame.
Right.
And, you know, Melo, by the way, you know, LeBron and Melo played high school basketball against each other 18 years ago, Harry.
Oh, yeah, that's
in Ohio.
Yeah, sure.
So 18 years later, now they obviously have met up over the years with the Knicks when Carmelo was there.
Melo was from Baltimore, though, I believe. But they probably played in some of those tournaments and all that kind of stuff.
So anyway, they were playing against each other in high school. And the bottom line is they'd be playing again tonight. And Carmelo, give him credit. A lot of people had him as done. You know, he can't play anymore. He's got new life out there with your Portland Trailblazers, Harry.
Melo and LeBron are the two members of the Banana Boat crew. Can you name the other two?
The Banana Boat crew?
You don't remember that story?
Can I go?
Were they wearing banana hammocks on a beach in South Beach in Miami?
So it was four NBA players. Mm-hmm. During an NBA offseason, and that picture went viral. They were all up against each other on that banana boat.
Oh, yeah.
Was Dwayne Wade one of them?
Dwayne Wade was also a member.
One of the floaty, you mean one of those floaty?
Yeah,
bananas.
Dwayne Wade.
You usually go on there with three chicks, but the case for these fellas.
Well, they weren't even in a bubble.
Was
then.
It Dwight Howard?
It was not Dwight Howard. Good guess, but not correct. Couch guy?
Chris Tone? Paul.
Correct.
Wow, nice.
Chris Paul. D. Wade, LeBron, and Melo.
The Banana Boat crew.
I hate to do it to those strappers, man, but come on, man. Four dudes on a big banana floaty.
Well, at least they weren't the banana hammock crew.
Not Bananarama.
No.
I like that crew.
Exactly. No, Delonte West was not chilling with LeBron's mom at the time. Although he might have been. I can't confirm that at this hour. I cannot confirm nor deny that.
Now, Mark Jackson wasn't into LeBron's mom. He was into LeBron's wife, right?
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on, Harry.
We're just making sure we get this straight.
Do we have any strapper calls today, Josie?
We do, but we also have the...
We got to do this baseball update. And you know one of my favorite guys in the business. I love the guy like a brother.
Christopher Mad Dog Russo.
The great Christopher Mad Dog Russo. And what I love about Chris is he's passionate, he has opinions, and he gives them. That's what he does. And obviously his baseball knowledge is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
He's a San Francisco Giant fan from way back in the day, even
That's
though
his
he's
favorite
a New Yorker.
Sport. Yeah.
And then they finally won a couple World Series, and then he calmed down a little bit. But he went on his, not just on his Sirius XM, on the Mad Dog channel.
No, the High Heat show.
High Heat on the MLB Network. And surprised me. Remember, we had Ruben Amaro early in the show, Ruben Amaro Jr., who was one guy who said, you know, that the unwritten rules with Fernando Tatis Jr. did, hitting 3-0 and hitting a grand slam was against the rules. And most people now are saying, that's stupid. What are you supposed to do? I think we pretty much broke it down, Harry. It's 3-0. Bases loaded, one out, you're up 7 runs. What are you supposed to do, take a pitch?
Yeah.
And then after you take that pitch,
right,
then what do you do?
If you hit it out 3-1, is that's acceptable.
Yeah, exactly. If he throws a ball right down the middle and you stand there and take it, what happens? Or then you take the one, and then he throws one outside and it's ball 4 and you walk in a pitch. Is that better? Because then you have coming up after that.
Machado.
Yeah. What's he supposed to do? Then take a pitch too? Or say, hey, second baseman, let's play a little fungo. I'll hit to you. I'll sick hit you. How about we get a double play and get out of the inning? Okay, guys?
Yeah,
so everybody goes home happy. Nobody gets irritated. You know, we don't have to worry about anything.
What were they up, 7 runs?
Yes.
I mean, a 7-run lead, I've seen 7-run leads evaporate in 2 innings.
Have you watched the Phillies play the first
half
of the season?
Exactly.
They do it every night. But anyway, so Christopher Russo on his MLB Network show.
High Heat.
High Heat brought the heat, brought the funk, brought the noise earlier today.
Now, not only this, but this is from Funhouse, who had to find a new person to, like,
oh, the
talk
Twitter
about.
Feed Funhouse. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
but he doesn't make fun of us.
At back after this.
I love that guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's go to Chris Russo, the Mad Dog.
And if the manager gives you a take sign, you know what? You obey him and you don't swing. It's as simple as that. No matter what you think about the game score, no matter what you think about the idea that Tatis hit a grand slam and he's fun to watch and, you know, he's sort of a, you know, an NBA guy playing baseball, you know, young, enthusiastic, the young kid gets into him. No matter what you think about all that, he got a take sign from this manager. Why have a manager who told him specifically, don't swing? And he swung. There's nothing else to say. I believe in respecting authority when the guy is the manager or your head coach or anything along those lines. If they tell you not to do something, don't do it. Tatis did it, and, you know, it caused a little ruffle. Plus, it embarrassed the manager because he's close to Woodward with the Texas organization. Not that I expect Tatis to know that, but that is the end result. So, overall, I'm not in favor of swinging 3-0 there anyway. Whether it's unwritten rules or not written, I'm just not in favor of it. You should have a little sense and decorum of the game score. And the most important thing is you were told not to do it by your guy who's in charge of your day-to-day operation. You did it anyway. So you disobeyed him.
Maybe just missed the sign. That happens, right?
Yeah. But again, this whole thing, just because Chris Woodward, the Ranger manager, is a buddy with Jace Tingler, the Padre manager.
I guess Tingler was a Ranger back
then. That's okay. That's fine. You're teammates are teammates, and then you go on the opposing team. He's not your friend anymore. He's an opponent. You don't hate the guy. But I love Chris, but I can't believe he went there.
Mm-hmm. Tatis never gets a don't swing sign.
Exactly.
He always has the green light when it's a 3-0 count. He's not looking over at the third baseline when it's a 3-0 count.
That's a great
He's
point.
Ready to swing.
How about disobeying your manager? It's 3-0. What are you supposed to do?
Yeah, Tingler.
And again, if you take it, the manager says take it, and he takes it.
Right.
Then what do you do on the next pitch? Then what do you do?
If he grooves another one,
swing. Yeah, see if he's not grooved. Even if it's outside and he goes out the other way and he hits it out of the ballpark.
My guess is that Fernando Tatis Jr. is going to outlast Jace Tingler in San Diego.
Yeah, probably. Tingler was a coach for the Rangers a few years ago.
And AJ in San Antonio is a big Texas Ranger fan. He says, I'm used to Ranger pitching giving up grand slams all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, man. It's grand salami. Bring out the rye bread. And remember that? That was a great call in Cincinnati. Let's go to Cincinnati. AJ still there in Cincinnati? AJ? Who did that call? No, I think it was in Seattle. The broadcaster, Rick Riz. That's the guy. Rick Riz on Cairo in Seattle.
In Cincinnati,
yeah,
right,
no, Cairo in Seattle. It's when it was a grand slam when Junior Griffey would hit one. He's, bring out the rye bread and the mustard, Grandma. Junior, it's grand salami time. You remember that, Agent?
It's actually Dave Niehaus.
Dave Niehaus
Rick
on the same radio station. That's right. Dave Niehaus and Rick Riz were both of voices of the Seattle Mariners.
KIRO.
Or Cairo in Seattle. Beautiful.
I'm in Colorado. I'm having a great time. About to go to the casino, cash my winnings from yesterday. I had to sweat out that Clippers-Mavs game. I thought the referees made a little funny business because I thought Porzingis shouldn't deserve, you know, one of the two technical fouls because he was frustrated because the refs blew a call where he clearly blocked a shot and they called a foul and he was just swinging away and the refs were a little sensitive, you know what, and teed them up quickly.
Yeah, and everybody, the interesting thing, you know the only person who didn't criticize it? Was Mark Cuban, the owner, who's been fined millions of dollars for ripping NFL officials over the years, and he stays silent on that call with his team, and they're in the lead with that. Now, I'm not saying they would have won the game, but you basically took away a chance for them because that deflated the entire team, Harry.
Yeah.
It was a horrible call. Horrible.
What happened to AJ?
He gone.
We lost him.
He gone.
We must have lost him.
He's cashing him, though, Harry. That's all that matters on the show.
I tell you, I like watching that team, though, that Mavericks team.
Yeah, I do, too. They're good. I mean, and you know, Luka.
Doncic is fun to
watch. He's the first rookie in NBA history to drop 42 in his very first playoff performance, Harry.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Tony Bruno here telling you there are 100 million reasons why you should listen up. DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is celebrating the return of sports by giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all their customers, including one lucky winner who will take home a $1 million cash prize. All you have to do is download the app and sign up using promo code Bruno. Then enter DraftKings' free football survivor pool. Yes, it's really that easy to claim your share of up to $100 million in instant giveaways. Ways and put yourself in the running to win a $1 million cash prize. While the top prize is reserved for one lucky winner, everyone who signs up and enters DraftKings free football survivor pool will receive an instant bonus prize of at least $5 in value upon entering. While you're in the app, don't forget to check out all the daily great fantasy contests that DraftKings is hosting for this week's basketball and golf action. Think of how many great rookies there have been in the league.
Unbelievable. Right? They were down 18-2 at the start of that game, and he just guided them back. Like, total pro, not a rookie at all.
And he said, you know, so what? I dropped 42. Big deal.
We lost. Yeah.
That's the kind of guys I like, Harry. Not a guy saying, hey, you know, I got mine. It's okay. I got some action in the bubble tonight. I got some instas. I got some European Instagram chicks coming over tonight.
From the Ukraine.
From wherever. Best available. Best available IG model, Harry.
That's right.
You come on down.
Eastern Europe, brother.
We're coming right back. John McMullen. We got a lot of football, Harry. We got developing situations in the National Football League, too. So stick around for that. I got to have a drink now, Harry.
Before you play your next round of golf, meet Boston Scott Golf. It's a beautiful thing when fashion meets performance on and off the course. Boston Scott Golf has created a clothing line that focuses on key relief areas which address many known fit issues in the clothing industry. Not only does this set them apart from the others, simply put, it changes the whole game. Feel good, play good, casual, great golf. Visit bostonscottgolf.com. Use code Harry for 20% off. bostonscottgolf.com.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Heard it work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to InjuredWorkers.com from Malamut & Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need InjuredWorkers.com. Get the help you need from InjuredWorkers.com. Go to InjuredWorkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211, and with the SiriusXM app. The Tony Bruno Show.
So we found out that white bros in the bubble are doing the beer shotgunning. J.J. Redick and some guy named
Myers Leonard.
I thought that was an electronics store in Indiana. Go to Myers Leonard today and get yourself a brand new 75-inch plasma.
50% off on VCRs.
Harry, it's Myers Leonard. His prices are insane.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
Back here, watching live action, Harry. And who doesn't like live action? You know what I'm saying?
Especially in August.
Exactly. Speaking of action, time to bring in the man who's got his eyes glued on the National Football League training camps. Padded practices. Say that fast five times. Yeah. We got padded practice action, yo. He's got his robe. He's about to slowly drop it to the floor as he walks into the squared circle. The great John McMullen, ladies and gentlemen, NFL insider. I believe still not on speaking terms with our own Ryan Rothstein.
Yeah, we got to find out where that is. That
we got to get an update from the Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer. And now, ladies and gentlemen, he is here. John McMullen. John, how are you, pal?
Doing well. Speaking to Ryan. I'm not speaking to many people these days. I'm too busy.
I hear you, man. I hear you. But one guy you may be talking to soon is Joe Judge. That's one of the big stories that evolved today in the National Football League out of the New York Daily News, that the head coach of the New York Giants going old school at camp, having players and coaches run laps after they make mistakes. He wants to keep them focused, John.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
I'm amazed that it really so many times, if you look at the Bill Belichick coaching tree, so many failures on it. And it's all these guys trying to think what they think Bill Belichick does. And as far as being a disciplinarian, or something of that nature. I mean, you have to evolve. That's just not going to work in today's NFL environment. But we'll see. I don't think it's going to end well for Joe Judge.
It hasn't even started yet. I mean, it's been a revolving door with the Giants for years, man.
Yeah, they've been pretty much a disaster if you go all the way back to Tom Coughlin and moving on there, and it was probably time. But obviously, Tom was a very good coach. Was Ben McAdoo. He had the 1 year, and then it kind of fell off the rails. And since then, it's just been terrible. And Pat Shurmur was a disaster. You almost think Joe Judge has to be better than Pat Shurmur. But he's going to try to go in the opposite direction.
So. I mean, John, could you make a case right now, despite how abysmal they have been over the last couple of decades, really, that the team in Washington is actually in a better spot with who's running their football operation than what's going on with the Giants?
Yeah, I mean, a really good argument. Ron Rivera is very well respected in this league, and I don't think anybody has any questions about him as far as leading a team. Same thing with Mike McCarthy in Dallas, and I think if you look at both of those teams, you look at it and say, okay, they made huge upgrades. It might take a while, especially coming off this offseason where you didn't get to implement your sort of new plan for each organization, but clear upgrade. I don't think you have that same thing with the Giants, and because they tabbed a guy with such uncertainty and wasn't on a lot of people's radars. And I think most people think they wanted Matt Rhule, and I think they did want Matt Rhule. And Carolina kind of blew him out of the water with a 7-year contract. And I think they kind of panicked, to be honest.
Now, could there be a situation where if he does do this, and I understand you're trying to get guys' attention because people have short attention spans, but can the Players Association say, hey, man, we can't be doing that stuff in this day and age?
Yeah, they could. I mean, they could file a grievance. They could always go in that direction. That's one thing. Always on the plate. I mean, constant with the union, and that's what they do. They fight for players' rights. And I don't think that would rise to that. I think that's more of something in-house that people will start labeling you a high school guy, college guy, rah-rah. That's just not going to work at the professional level. And I kind of agree with that. At not necessarily from the standpoint of it should be that way, but I think at some point you have to realize it is that way. And you got to make do. And I think that's what Bill Belichick does so brilliantly. He's able to evolve and stay ahead of the curve. And people talk about young, innovative coaches. They always want Sean McVay. The most innovative coach in this league remains Bill Belichick. And people try to hire his assistants, thinking they'll get some of that. Never seems to work.
Follow John on Twitter, at JF McMullen. All right, now, John, what did Nigel Bradham say that got everybody up in arms in Philadelphia, media and fans alike, down at his new home in New Orleans? What the hell did he do?
He told the truth. I had no problem. I don't think there's any controversy to what Nigel said at all. It's just, you know, Philadelphia fans like to get their arms up and get upset about things. He basically said, and I think there's this revisionist history, because if you think about the Eagles as a whole, you go back to 1999 and Andy Reid, and people say, well, things changed, and since that time they've been one of the best organizations in the NFL, which is true, except you had that little blip.
Chip Kelly.
When Andy left and you went to Chip Kelly. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even talking about on-field, because Chip won 10 games. He had some success, especially early on-field. He was kind of, you know, people had to catch up to what he was doing with tempo, and once they did, it was over. He was a one-trick pony. But the organization as a whole was a you-know-what show, and it wasn't well-respected. It was like, he wasn't well-respected.
It was like Dysfunction Junction for a little while, though, right?
Exactly. And that's what Nigel was kind of saying. When he got here, it was coming off Chip Kelly, and no one thought of the Eagles as the Andy Reid Eagles or what they are now as Doug Peterson Eagles. And he was telling the truth. They weren't regarded that well, and it was people like him and a lot of other people, starting with Doug Peterson and Jim Schwartz on the defensive side of the football, that brought them up to where they are again. And if you want to ignore the Chip Kelly part of it, I suppose you get angry at Nigel Bradham, but he was only telling the truth.
John McMullen. Now, John, we had a couple of Pro Football Hall of Fame finalists announced today. Tom Flores, for many, many years, people out there in the Bay Area, the Oakland Raider fans have said, this guy should definitely be in.
This is long overdue, Tony.
Yes, and Drew Pearson, one of the great Cowboys who also got overlooked because he played in that era and so many other Cowboys have gotten in. They have been named as finalists today for the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2021.
Yeah, there's a lot of overlooked guys, and I think, especially when you look at Drew Pearson, he's been very vocal about it. And I think he was a little upset because Harold Carmichael got in before him. But, you know, you look at the numbers. The game has changed so much. I think people that don't go back or don't like history and don't understand. You know, I was just writing a story about Harold Jackson. You remember him.
Oh, yeah.
How dominant he was in the 1970s. And you look at his numbers now and you say, well, he wasn't that good. Until you compare him to everybody in that era.
Well, and what they were able to do to receivers on the defensive end back then.
Yeah. I mean, it's completely, completely different game. So if you're one of those people that's just looking at black and white numbers, you're going to look at a player like Drew Pearson and say, well, how is he a Hall of Famer?
Remember,
he is a Hall of Famer.
He was an undrafted guy.
Yeah, and Tulsa, I think he went.
All 11 years with the Cowboys. And I saw the quote when he got the phone call today. Thank you for the call. You made my day and you made my life. An emotional Pearson, who's 69 now, said at the end of the call from the Hall of Fame president David Baker today, how can I thank you? I'm crying. I haven't cried in a long time. Happy tears. I've been waiting for this call for a long time.
Yeah, and there's coaches. You mentioned Tom Flores as well.
Yeah, first Hispanic coach
really
in the history of the NFL. And only John Madden had a better record as a coach with the Raiders
in the
history.
Before, he has two rings, right?
And he has two Super Bowl rings, yes.
Yeah, and there's, you know, it's a weird dichotomy. There's this certain constituency that bases everything on Super Bowl rings, and then it comes to guys, and really Jimmy Johnson got in as well, and then they start making excuses. Well, that was really, you mentioned John Madden, you know, you start talking about coaches like Flores that took over great teams, and that's held against them. I don't know. It's so politicized in the Hall of Fame voting process, and it comes down to who presents you, how well-respected are they. I mean, it's a silly process, to be honest.
By the way, my last comment on the Nigel Bradham thing, the only thing I noticed that in his profile, he's still wearing an Eagles jersey, and he's a member of the New Orleans Saints. So I don't understand what's going on. Why did he update that? That's the first thing you would probably update when you're with another team.
Well, he's not upset at the Eagles. In fact, because it created such an uproar here, I think it was John Clark. I'll give a shout-out to our friend, contacted Nigel, and he said he loves Philadelphia. He loves the Eagles. What he was trying to say is when he got here, it wasn't a great time for the organization. They weren't considered amongst the top of the NFL, and they certainly weren't. If you go back to Doug Pearson's first year in 2016, you had those Mike Lombardi quotes, the least prepared, whatever he said, coach of all time. It was a joke hire. He was third, fourth on the list. Shouldn't be a head coach in this league. You had the bounce back and forth between Chip Kelly and Howie Roseman. That made Jeffrey Lurie look bad. This was not regarded as a good organization. It was regarded, as Harry said, as a dysfunctional organization at that time. That's what Nigel was saying.
No, I hear you. I don't have a problem with Nigel Bradham saying. I mean, he played well here. You know, he lost a step. And now that they don't have, their linebackers.
Their linebackers are young and thin, man. I'll tell you.
Nigel Bradham is a good player, but does he have a lot left in the tank, John?
No, I don't think so. The way Nigel plays, too, he was banged up, hurt last year. I think he missed four games. He's a really physical player.
Yep.
And also, he's more of a traditional linebacker. And that, we talk about the evolution of the game when it comes to the Hall of Fame. I mean, linebackers are the running backs, the defense. They're devalued. Everybody's looking for that hybrid player, that sort of safety slash linebacker who can cover tight ends and backs out of the backfield. Nigel's big 240-pound guy probably would be more suited to play in the 70s.
Now, the Dallas Cowboys have released Gerald McCoy just a day or so after him tearing his right quad in practice. How big of a loss is that for Dallas at this stage in his career?
I don't know. That's what I said about the Cowboys. They like to sign big names, and people look at that and say, oh, McCoy, and that's a big name, and they think that the NFL's in the stasis and he's always going to be the same player. They actually had an injury waiver on him for a quad because he's had those issues in the past. So essentially, they got to cut him, and they don't have to pay him because he signed the injury waiver over a quad injury, and they'll just move on to the next presumably big name. They brought in Everson Griffin,
right.
Alden Smith. They're still talking about Randy Gregory coming back. That's Jerry Jones. He's like a fan. He just wants to collect big names.
Exactly, like a fantasy player, except he uses real money, not make-believe money.
McCoy can keep his $3 million bonus, though. That's
a good deal. It's a nice, lovely parting gift.
Yeah,
I would have taken the ceramic Dalmatian, though, like back in the day on Wheel of Fortune when you had the money left over and you would buy stuff. Remember that?
No.
Yeah, you have money left over. And then I'll take the ceramic Dalmatian. Everybody always got that ceramic Dalmatian.
Who the hell wants a ceramic Dalmatian?
Well, they didn't really have a lot of stuff
there. When you got money left over, you can't. It's like store credit, Harry. You can't use it anywhere else.
Exactly.
So you take the ceramic Dalmatian.
But I want to clarify before everybody the announcement about the Super Bowl finalists. They are finalists. They have not been inducted.
They're not in.
During the week of the Super Bowl. They always have the 18 finalists to put up there, and then you have to get a certain number of votes. So Flores is in as the new coach, and Drew Pearson is in. These are guys that have been around for a while, and they will be voted on. And, by the way, you have to have, 80% of the 48 members. So Flores and Pearson will be considered for induction the day before the Super Bowl. Each has to get 80% of the 48 members to be inducted.
Generally, the way it's been going as they've shifted that sort of new category, the guys who are put in that category tend to get in. So that's why Drew Pearson was so excited.
By the way, we have breaking news, John. It is a final now.
Consecutive
Carter
shutouts.
Hart, back to back. Jack.
Back to back.
Jack. Third Flyers goaltender with consecutive back-to-back shutouts in the playoffs, and the Flyers blank. You're Montreal Canadian.
Mm.
Do we get the float ready yet? Do I start building it at least? Go get some wheels. Go down to Home Depot, get some wheels so we can push it down Broad Street, even though we'll have masks on when the Flyers win the Stanley Cup, John?
Well, I would say this is the first Flyers team in a long time with a very good chance to go the distance. And, you know, it starts with goaltending. That's been the issue for that organization for a very long time. So, when you got a guy like that, he's putting up shutouts. You know hockey. You get hot at the right time and boom.
And now the bottom line is this, John. The Flyers only need how many more wins to win this? Howard, you got to have a countdown clock. Because how many wins do you need? 16 wins to win the cup.
Mm-hmm.
They are now
14.
There are 14 wins away.
14.
Yeah, because they're 13. They're 13 wins
math
away.
Math is not his specialty.
No, I know.
John.
They've won three games. They need 16.
Yeah.
13 more wins, 13. And we are drinking from the cup, Harry. You know what I'm saying?
Just relax.
We know what you're going to put in the cup. Yeah, you got to put two cups of a.
Nah, you don't want to drink from that cup.
No. Yes, you do. I've drank from the cup before. Why not?
Yeah, but that was before. Now you got COVID-infected people drinking from that cup. You want to stay away from it.
We were drinking from it last year when Craig Berube came up to New Hope, and we did a live show
there. Oh, you drank from it there?
Absolutely. People putting everything in there.
Because I'm going to say, the last time the Flyers won, it's been 75
years.
75, whatever.
I drank from that cup.
No, we did a remote from, where was it? New Hope?
It was a great bar in New Hope.
New Hope.
And Craig Berube was doing a special fans tour and came down, and we drank.
Our buddy AJ in San Antonio was in town, and we took him there, and he drank from the cup. Except I had to sit there, and everybody was drinking, and they didn't bring the damn cup over to me at the desk until later.
True.
Bastards.
Those were simpler times, Tony. Those were pre-COVID times.
I drink from the cup right now after a COVID-soaked locker room celebration. How about that?
As long as it's very,
and I wouldn't even wash my hands or wear a mask.
I don't know. The governor won't allow it.
Yeah, right.
He won't allow it.
Yeah. Will not allow it.
Alcohol, as long as it's like over 80 proof of anything, you're fine.
Damn right, man. That's sanitized for your protection.
As long as you're outside, too.
Exactly right.
I'm reading here that Tom Brady and Mike Evans have already developed an incredible chemistry.
No, is this breaking news?
Look out. Look out.
The humanity.
I already did the Carson Wentz that's developed incredible chemistry with
Jalen Rager.
No, but wait a minute. I saw the video this morning that was posted on Instagram for the Eagles. The one where Carson throws that perfect spiral in slow motion, and then Dallas Goedert gets his hand up, bounces out, he pulls it back in, and fans are all over saying, he would have been out, he would have been slammed by a safety if that was a real game.
Oh,
see, Carson led him too much. He overthrew him, and Goddard went up there like he was in a bar in South Dakota. Or was that North Dakota? I keep getting
South Dakota.
South Dakota bar on a Saturday night with a bunch of rednecks from Florida.
But you have to say it right, Tony.
Dakota.
South Dakota.
That was a bad throw from Carson.
Yeah.
I know it counted, although he may have come down at the one-inch line, so I don't know if he got
in there. Well, you have the same people today. He threw a seam pass to Zach Ertz that went for a touchdown. Now there's no fans there, but everyone's saying, well, if it were live, Stacey would have blew him up. Same thing.
Exactly right, John.
Yeah, because Zach Ertz never runs him in. He always where he catches the ball is where the play ends,
that's right? Stop.
That's right.
Or Zach.
Now, how has Jalen Hurts looked? That's really the question.
No, yak, Zach. Jalen Hurts has looked. They unveiled their red zone Jalen Hurts package today.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so they were doing a bunch of design runs for Jalen Hurts in the red zone. And he scored, I think, four touchdowns. So three running, one passing.
Wow.
So it's working out well so far.
I like it. I think there's going to be – is there going to be a quarterback controversy?
Wow.
Even though there's no preseason games where we'll get to see these guys except in drills where nobody's covering, nobody's blocking, nobody's protecting, nobody's doing anything. By the way, are you wearing a mask out there on the practice field watching all of these great plays?
Unfortunately, yes, I have. There's nothing like wearing a disgusting mask in 90-degree heat. I'm sure that's good for you.
John had to go kicking and screaming to go
exactly
get his
right,
mask.
Man. By the way, Dez Bryant, potential comeback tryout. Your thoughts,
Ravens,
John,
right?
With your Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he'll show up, and he'll – I don't want to risk injury, but that's what happened in New Orleans. Dez has been talking about this comeback for years and years and years, and it really hasn't been the same guy since a Jones fracture. I can't even tell you how many years ago that was. That's when he was the explosive, great receiver. Then he had that injury. He just was never the same. So,
but did he catch it, though? I think we're still debating that in Dallas. Did he catch it? Did Dez catch it?
He did not catch it. Under the rules at the time, it was the problem.
Oh, that was in Green Bay, the game in Green Bay?
Yes,
yeah, the playoff.
The Dez catch.
He did not.
Were you wearing the Jack Daniels mask, by the way, this morning, Jeff?
That's my perfect point of people loving big names. They think Dez Bryant.
Right.
Yeah, you don't want Dez Bryant. If you have Dez Bryant, you got some issues at wide receiver.
Talking about the Baltimore Ravens. They were in the Super Bowl, John.
Years ago. They should have been in the Super Bowl last year, but they have not been able to do it in the playoffs. They were the best team in football last year, but we know how that works.
We have one last person on the Twitch stream, Wings and Diddies, says, did John McMullen have the John McAfee airport mask on at the Eagles practice today? I don't know if you saw that one, John, but it was basically a woman's thong that he wore at an airport.
Oh, really?
What country was that in, Robin?
Oh, yeah, McAfee, yeah.
Was it in Norway or someplace?
I think he was either Norway or Sweden or something.
John McAfee, the man, he understands virus protection.
Not Pat McAfee.
No, not Pat McAfee. Yeah. Nobody knows virus protection better than John McAfee. He invented the damn thing.
Now, we get a different mask every day. So,
they provide masks for you. You don't have to bring your own mask?
No, they provide the mask. It's, you know, there's goofy blue surgical mask. So you wear one one day, and then you bring it back the next day, and you get a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I don't know. I don't think it does much.
Do you get a sippy cup? What do you get? Do you get what do you call it?
Do you get rubber gloves?
Rubber gloves? Any of that?
We do not get rubber gloves. But it's interesting because you have Tier 2 and Tier 3 media.
Oh.
And we, as Tier 2 media, we have to go in a different entrance than Tier 3 media, and we end up in the same place. So
I don't understand it, but... You've been washing your hands and not touching your face when you're out there breaking down, when you watch Carson Wentz throw that perfect spiral, that pill into the end zone.
First thing I do when I hit my car is use the hand sanitizer.
There you go. That's
a good job out of you.
Of course, the problem with wearing a mask.
And that would be the force field skincare sanitizer.
Exactly right, yes. Man.
The problem with wearing a mask, though, is you're constantly touching your face because you're trying to readjust it. It's slipping, it's moving, it's itching.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
That's what she said. And yeah, you got to take it down when you get a drink of water because it is 90 degrees. So.
It's an outrage. The things we do to get John McMullen to get us information for this program every single day. He's out there risking his life for you.
Mm-hmm.
And don't you forget it.
That's right.
And COVID tested every day.
Every day. The
swab. So far, so good.
The swab gets stuck right up there. Bam! And he's clean.
Extending the Play podcast, too.
Exactly.
Philly voice. Yeah, he's everywhere.
SI now. He's the great John McMullen. John, thanks a lot, buddy. We'll talk to you later in the week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
There he is. We're coming right back. Maybe some strappers. Yeah.
Before you play your next round of golf, meet Boston Scott Golf. It's a beautiful thing when fashion meets performance on and off the course. Boston Scott Golf has created a clothing line that focuses on key relief areas which address many known fit issues in the clothing industry. Not only does this set them apart from the others, simply put, it changes the whole game. Feel good. Play good. Casual great golf. Visit bostonscottgolf.com. Use code Harry for 20% off. bostonscottgolf.com.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Hurt at work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to injuredworkers.com from Malamut and Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need injuredworkers.com. Get the help you need from injuredworkers.com. Go to injuredworkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211. And with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
Yeah, you know, the regular season's fun stuff, Harry. There's only one thing that you can compare to the excitement is playoffs, and that's DraftKings. DraftKings, the leader in day-one fantasy sports, basketball, hockey action. They're in the playoffs now, and DraftKings is putting you in the center of all of it. Millions of dollars in prizes throughout the week, and there's no better place to make it rain. Start playing for free with your first deposit today. Daily fantasy sports are easy to play. Just draft your players, stay under the cap, pile up points based off your players' performance. And if daily fantasy isn't for you, how about DraftKings with best ball contest for the football season? If you aren't familiar with best ball, simply head to the app right now and check it out. Download the DraftKings app and use promo code Bruno to play for free with your first deposit today. Compete for millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs this week. That's promo code B-R-U-N-O to get a shot at millions of dollars in prizes all week long only at DraftKings.
I see DraftKings.com for details. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. We're getting there.
Oh, man. It's a team effort here, Eric.
Yes,
it is.
It's a team effort.
It's all hands on deck.
Exactly right. Meanwhile, the poor Angels grandmom must be really suffering today. The San Francisco Gigante broken it wide open against the Los Angeles Anaheim Disneyland adjacent, where it's 103 degrees in the shade in Anaheim this afternoon, and it's 6-1 Giants in the top of the fifth inning. The Panda with a two-run bomb in that game.
Harry. Wow, couch guy's pitcher's getting shellacked.
I know. What happened to that Bundy guy? Dylan Bundy.
Again, hey, what he was at, like 1.57 ERA? You're bound to have a bad start here and there. I mean, I feel bad for Grandma.
You're at home in the Big A, man. You got the rock pile out there.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you want to get to some strapper line callers?
Yes. By the way, Padres leading Texas 6-4 near Colorado Rockies up on Houston in that ball game.
Yeah, and the Heat are up 76-69 on the Pacers in the third, 4 minutes to go.
Who do you like? The Heat? It's not the Heat. It's the stupidity in the bubble. Let's go to the strapper line, ladies and gentlemen, and see what kind of strapper action we've got today.
Hey, Tony. It's your boy, Tony Montana, down here in beautiful Miami Beach. I just wanted to call you, Tony, because, you know, all I have in this world is my balls and my word, and I don't break them for no one. I don't know what's going on here with these Sixers. We got to do something about it. I talked to you in your language, Tony, okay? You know, I don't have to send I'm going to have to send Manny up there, and Manny will take care of things, okay? So, anyways, I have to talk to you later. You know what I'm saying? Because I think somebody's coming. All right, it might be the garbage people. They're picking up the garbage over here. I don't know what to do. All right, I'm shocked. I don't know. I just don't know. Talk to you later, man. Okay, bye.
I butter the cockroaches. Shoot that piece of...
Who's he going to... He's going to send Manny up here?
I think so.
Yeah. All right, what right. To take care of Brett Brown?
Exactly.
And we got one from Captain Bob's calling in.
Oh, I love Captain. Let's go to the Lighthouse. Lighthouses always make me happy, sort of like Angel's grandma, except when the game starts.
Hey, Tony. It's Captain Bob from the Lighthouse in Fairport Harbor. And boy, am I in trouble. Worse yet, it's your fault, Harry's fault, and Miss Robin's fault. Yeah, especially Blondie's fault. Last Friday, Robin invited listeners to take part in happy hour. I joined in, but I was still on duty at the Lighthouse. Well, after about 5 or 6 stiff drinks, I gazed out on Lake Erie and spotted a ship flying a foreign flag. I fired a warning shot, but the vessel just steamed on. That's when I positioned the lighthouse cannon, lit the fuse, bullseye. I sunk the sucker. Turns out the ship was Canadian and was hauling tons of Tim Hortons coffee. Regular ground, none of that decaf crap. You know how those Canadians are about having some of their sacred Tim. They hit the roof. This has become an international incident. I might have to go on the Lighthouse Witness Protection Program. Either that or, gee, I hate to ask, but could I hide out in your wine cellar? Captain Bob, signing off in very hot Great Lakes water.
Wow.
It's all my fault, Tony.
Yep. All right, we got one more from Jeff and Delco.
Oh, we love Jeff and Delco.
Hey, Tony, Harry, Miss Robin. Jeff from Delco checking in. You know, I just got to say that I hope Joshua Harris's group somehow wins the bid for the New York Mets. Because if it's at the case of the Phillies fan, you will never have to worry about the Mets being good ever again. Why is that? Look at Joshua Harris and how he runs his professional sports team. The New Jersey Devils are a joke, but even a bigger joke are the Philadelphia 76ers, the so-called process, which is nothing but a failure. You start by having 7 years of purposely losing to do what? To then draft guys like Nerlens Noel, Jahlil Okafor, Michael Carter Williams. By the way, I know a lot of people don't know who I'm talking about, and that's exactly the point. And then you draft Markelle Fultz, the biggest bust in NBA history. On top of that, you hire a GM who is nothing but a mediocre power forward in the league and gives $100 million to his best friend Al Horford, and then gives $180 million to Tobias Harris, who's not even a top 50 player in the league. You top that off with Joel Embiid, who is constantly hurt, and Ben Simmons, who's afraid to take a jump shot. So while the Sixers need to start the process over again, let's hope that Joshua Harris wins the bid for the New York Mets, so the New York Mets can suck for the next 50 years.
Wow. How about that?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that sentiment is shared by many, huh?
Yeah.
I tried to warn people about that Sam Hinkie thing.
Yep.
They're all going crazy. The process. How do you like that process now, Harry? How do you like it?
Well, I mean, you know, the Fultz thing was a disaster. And Ben Simmons, until he rounds out his game and completes his game, there's always going to be a hole
now
in that lineup.
Assuming that they don't make it past the Boston Celtics, how long does it take before Brett Brown gets walking papers?
They get swept in this thing.
Well, yeah.
I don't think Brett Brown's allowed back into the city.
He doesn't make it out of the bubble.
Yeah. And don't forget about Joshua Harris's Crystal Palace football club.
That's over right.
In the Premier League. They haven't been great shakes either.
So are you saying that this guy is going to be the next bad owner in Philadelphia?
No, but I'm just saying, like, the guy knows how to make money. That's what he knows how to do.
That's what these guys are.
They're
investment bankers.
Yeah.
They're hedge fund runners.
And it's like you don't have to win championships for the value of your property
exactly
to increase.
Right. They buy distressed properties on the cheap, and then they build it up, and now it's time to unload it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Genius.
Yeah, but how do you know the next owner is going to be a better owner?
You don't.
And the problem with owners now is not one guy anymore. It's not like back in the day we had some rich guy who would just buy a sports team as a toy.
Right, this is a group of guys.
Yeah, this is a group of guys. And they all got all kinds. And listen, I'm not against it. I'm a capitalist. These guys can all, you know, do their thing. But Joshua Harris, you know, and I don't think he's going to get the Mets deal. Because the Mets, they love the A-Rod. A-Rod looks like he's the front runner.
A-Rod and J-Lo.
Yeah, A-Rod is the front. From all the people that I see that I respect in baseball, not fans on Twitter, saying that right now the Mets, and it's going to be decided by the end of this month, by Monday the 31st of August.
Oh, yeah?
That deal will have to be consummated. At least they'll pick the right owner or the owner who they choose to use, and that's going to be it.
Well, let's say this Stars Calgary Flames game is chippy early. They're all going after Johnny Gaudreau.
Exactly right.
Johnny Hockey.
And this is a huge game right here.
2-2
in the series. Obviously, Dallas, the 3 seed in the West. Calgary, the 6 seed. And a nice tribute to Dale Hawerchuk, who passed away at the age of 57 from stomach cancer before the game. We'll see you back here tomorrow. I want to thank everybody for participating. Ruben Amaro Jr., Joe Eunice back in the house, John McMullen bringing the masks, the funk, the heat, the inconsequential touchdown passes at practice, all those other important things that get fans all triggered and irritated and outraged, Harry, on a hot summer afternoon. In the meantime, don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. and God bless America. We'll see you tomorrow. You know what that's going to be, don't you?
Word out.
Wednesday, yo. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code BRUNO for a special offer when you sign up. That's code BRUNO for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook.